I would like to say a few words of respect for three wise men, on my opinion, who were subtitled, The Three Unwise Men, in this article written by Jason Antonio for the Moose Jaw Express. In regards to Brian Hendrickson's, King, Solomon-like decision and his friend Rob Parker's prosecution, I cite a different King, the KJV of what is not only a spiritual guide but a descriptive essence of jurisprudence in law. Luke chapter 11 verse 52 Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. These words reveal a long history of what is opposite key to the enduring power of Solomon's words, truth. Judge and prosecutor are both parties to the action of the Crown unbeknownst to most people. That is how it works in their private administrative court system. Yes, you read me right, a private court held in our publicly funded courthouse. The Crown is a private for-profit enterprise of a foreign monarch. The bench acts on behalf of the monarch's bank. The monarchy once held the most powerful navy on the planet and for that reason was historically entrusted to defend the rights of commerce upon the international jurisdiction of the sea. In breach of its fiduciary responsibility, I believe the position of trustee has been used to commit inland piracy. The Crown is a corporation no different than Jimmy's Lawn Service Inc. and has no jurisdiction whatsoever on the land without our tacit, presumed consent, consent of the governed. The international jurisdiction of commerce operates in contract law. Offer, acceptance, full disclosure and consideration are all key elements of a contract and these essentials are varnished over in a private court system. We are offered, pony up or else, racketeering protection from pandemics etc. And our acceptance is assumed because we don't say no. Contract consideration consists of rights received in exchange for our property and energy used as surety for the Crown, Canada debt. Bills of Exchange Act 52, 1, b. Valuable consideration for a bill may be constituted by an antecedent debt or liability. We cannot pay a debt with a debt. A banknote is a promise to pay and a debt in and of itself. Because we customarily pay government debt with legally tendered bank notes, the national debt continues to grow as does our indentured servitude. Add in the compounding interest and this becomes the substance of inflation. The matrix has us stupid. In my opinion, Crown actors are undeclared foreign agents running the business of a public service corporation in the guise of government authority. It is a construct of fraud and a criminal enterprise. The word barratry comes to mind. It describes a crime appropriately named for members of the bar. Loosely defined, it refers to the captain, prime minister, and crew, judiciary, who pilfer like rats from the owners of a ship, in this case the Canadian citizenship, of which, we the people, are the owners. Bar rat rye defines a crime of privateers that will make the mafia look like kindergarten babies. Asleep at the deal, we the people hold bar rats in the highest esteem because from childhood we are groomed in schools, conditioned, programmed and indoctrinated by the monarchy, God save the theme, to believe that the truth is a lie and the lie is the truth. The matrix of the mind is cognitive dissonance that aids the theft of our energetic currency stored in the value of real money, money that has been replaced by a note scam with the monarch's face for value. Follow the money. We have a for-profit crown in right of Canada, an underwritten investment in jabs racketeered as protection of the citizenship for astronomical gains by the corpse of Big Pharma. It is a manufactured pandemic, just like manufactured wars. Wars sell arms without liability. What do pandemics sell absent liability? Profit for the satanic cult of the dead? With a brain that can think critically, a heart with the undying passion to know the truth, and the courage to follow the money up the yellow brick road, behind the curtain stands a rosy-cheeked old lizard whose family bloodline has stolen our identities and converted, contrary 322, 1, Criminal Code Canada, the style of our appellations to capitalized, uppercase names that identify corporate franchises of the Crown. What are fictitious persons? 322, 1. Everyone commits theft who fraudulently and without color of right converts to his use or to the use of another person, anything inanimate, with intent, to deprive, temporarily or absolutely, the owner of it, or a person who has a special property or interest in it, of the thing or of his property or interest in it. B. To pledge it or deposit it as security. By this fraud, advantages taken to exploit, we the people, as the security for banknotes via the Sureti name. Bills of Exchange Act 52, 1b. Valuable consideration for a bill may be constituted by an antecedent debt or liability. On banknotes, the words, "this note is legal tender," are hidden in plain sight in a teeny-weeny way so you won't notice that this is just a promise to pay. A promissory note, worthless in and of itself, that is without the guarantee of the citizens on this ship, primary creditors and holders of first equity. We can only discharge government debt with our credit to truly pay for anything. Think energy currency, positive and negative, credit and debit, and zero the account. There is no other way. We cannot pay a debt with a debt because the debt will only grow. When their private court delivers a presentment to pay a fine, it is never signed. Because a signature would create a true bill and any public servant who signs would be liable on the instrument for the fraud of conversion on the name. Bills of Exchange Act 57, 1. Every party whose signature appears on a bill is deemed to have become a party thereto for value. Because the capitalized name is similar to ours, we believe it is us that is energetically charged. But, a thing similar is not exactly the same, is a maxim of law. So, the drawee on the instrument is a fictitious person and the matrix of our mind believes it is a charge for us to pay. It arrives in the mail addressed through a window in the envelope to avoid mail fraud. Our public servants act like our master and we in the matrix don't know we swallowed the wrong pill. He who creates, the name, controls, is the doctrine of law under which the deception operates. But, we are responsible for what we create, is also doctrine. When the fictitious person is issued an egregious fine, the holder of the instrument may treat it as a banknote and say thank you. Avoidance of responsibility for the fraud requires a way out for the private court. Bills of Exchange Act 25, where in a bill the drawee is a fictitious person, the holder may treat the instrument, at his option, as a note. Those who hold the gold have made the rules legal not lawful, and have designed a monetary policy, legally tendered, to serve their own best interests, not ours. As for the three wise men and the wise woman, on my opinion, and this is not legal advice, I would simply ignore the fines because they are not presented as true bills, and if they were, I would sue a public servant for the amount billed if they were foolish enough to autograph, author, the fraud. Remember, we are responsible for what we create. Beyond this, we are an evolving species and with respect for the Creator in all of us and forgiveness in our hearts, I recommend people access the National Citizens Inquiry online to hear what the owners of the Canadian citizenship think about how the pandemic was handled. Because the captain and crew of the public service appear as bar rats on my opinion. Testimony. National Citizens Inquiry. Canada's response to COVID-19, nationalcitizensinquiry.ca. Jack Heilman. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.